one of the main goals of Red Clay Home is to provide affordable and aesthetically pleasing sustainable home goods, right? So mm-hmm. making buying green for your home something that most people can do and doesn't feel like it's a painful experience, like it's beige or it costs $300 for a throw pillow, things like that. But to back up to kind of the design side of things, one of the things we think is really fun is that the people's home is one way where almost everybody's an artist. It's an expression of who you are. I don't care if it's bohemian, chic, vintage, or if it's very classic, traditional, you know, Georgian. That's a very personal expression of yourself. And so we thought one of the fun ways to involve people in the designing of their home was to actually allow them to get involved in the design process of the products themselves. So rather than having design experts say, this is what's for sale and this is what we think is trendy, why not involve people in that process? And so by Red Clay Home, we have design competitions on a quarterly basis that allow people to not only submit designs, but then to vote on them. And then we produce what people think is the best design.
I don't have to be a professional designer?
Absolutely not. We definitely think there's a space for professional designers, and oftentimes they're the ones pushing the envelope and doing the cutting edge kind of designing. But we really think that there's a little bit of creativity in everybody. And so this competition, these competitions allow for, you know, design students who are looking for a creative outlet, stay-at-home moms who have, you know, I have this great idea, but I don't have the wherewithal or the time to go out and manufacture it and sell it. We feel like there's a lot of people out there who are like that, who have, so this provides them the opportunity. So no, we definitely encourage kind of the amateur designers to come and be a part of the process.
How many of these competitions have you done so far?
We are on our second, just number two. We got through our first one, which was a textiles competition, so all organic cotton, and now we're on to two, which is clay, and all things clay.
So what are you looking for? Obviously nothing specific because it's a competition for new design, but what do you imagine might be submitted if you're working with clay?
Well, so this one for clay, each competition we also choose a theme so that it gets a little bit more specific. We feel like if we tossed out clay, people might get a little intimidated by the vastness of that topic. So this one we really focused on gatherings and family gatherings. Looking at the calendar and the product will be available in September, late September, early October. So these family gatherings around the dinner table, coming, you know, back to the fall harvest and back to school and getting ready for the holidays, that kind of thing. So we're picturing pieces that you would want to put on your table are for those family gatherings and those kinds of events where you're putting a nice meal together for your family and it's that you want a signature piece to sit on your table that really means something and has some depth to it.
So a centerpiece, so a for vase?
So for this one, we're asking designers to design either a vase, a bowl, or a platter. And again, kind of a nothing too massive. We don't want it to take over everybody's table. But at the same time, something substantial so that it sits there and holds its own.
Indulge me a bit because I'm not a designer. I've never designed anything. So what do I submit to you? Because I get a picture of a platter in my head, and it's, I don't know, it's a platter.
Sure, absolutely. So we are looking for forms, and so this time we're focusing literally on the exact, what the piece looks like, and not necessarily the pattern on that piece, but the actual shape of that piece. And so designers can submit in any way, shape, or form that they would like. So we've had everything from, you know, the fancy Photoshopped Illustrator kind of computer-generated drawings to hand sketches. And the beautiful thing about clay is that we're working with the artisan manufacturers to be able to take those designs and turn them into something real. And so hand drawings are absolutely as accepted as a fancy computer drawing.
And then who tells me I won? Who votes? Who selects?
So that's where we think it's kind of a fun, it allows more people to be a part of the process. And we put a call out to anybody. And so you, perhaps, Kyle, might say, I don't have the wherewithal to design something, but I certainly have an opinion about what I like. And so we put a huge call out to folks to participate. You know, we have Facebook fans. We send out a couple emails. We ask the designers who submitted stuff to share it with their friends and family. So anybody can come vote and say, ooh, I like that one. I love that one. Oh, who came up with that idea? That's terrible. And allows everybody to kind of come in and vote on the designs. And then, so we, once people have voted, we allow voting to happen for a week. And then that's where we go with. For this one, we'll have a vase winner, a bowl winner, and a platter winner.
And then in the fall, those winners, that will be manufactured? It'll be ready to go?
Absolutely.
I can go in and buy my neighbor's design of a vase?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our goal is, we before we launch the competition, we line up a manufacturer who is able to work with us in shaping the scope of the competition so that we really have a well-guided well-guided design process that leads to a product that can be quickly turned around and manufactured. And so we've been working with a ceramics manufacturer out of Portland, Oregon, to help shape and scope this competition. And so they are going to be ready and waiting for those winning designs come the looks like it'll be the beginning of August. And then they can turn it around and order the supplies they need, and we should be able to have things available by late September at the very latest.
Eventually, you do enough of these competitions for a year, you have inventory that's all unique to your store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm only going to find this probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, our whole goal is to create a full line of products for your home that you can put in your home that don't cost a ton of money, that are very beautiful, very vibrant, and can go all over your home. Absolutely.
What do I get if I win?
You win. For this particular competition, you each... the vase, platter, and bowl winners will receive $500 and a sample of their product, as well as we've been getting a lot of traction in terms of public relations and all sorts of publicity. And so we've been trying to make sure that our designers really lead all that publicity, because they really are mm-hmm. what Red Clay is all about. And so it's for the stay-at-home mom or the up-and-coming designer, we really think that there's a good story to tell there. And besides the money and the product, you actually get a chance to get your name out there and start making a name for yourself as a designer.
Well, and you have a three-dimensional resume, right?
Absolutely.
You have your finished.
Absolutely.
How did this come up? How did you get this idea to do this?
So it's actually a very personal story. My husband and I were living in San Francisco at the time, and we had just moved apartments, and we're looking to redecorate. And we realized we wanted to do it in a sustainable fashion. You know, here we were moving again, and moving creates all sorts of turmoil and boxes that could be recycled and all this kind of stuff. And so we thought, what kind of low impact can we have? And so we went looking at different boutiques across the city and found some decent stuff, some stuff that we liked, but it was kind of boring, kind of beige.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, for the sustainability
sure,
side of
right,
things.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so we, it was, you know, a burlap pillow. Pretty, but
right.
not exactly mainstream. And then also, I wasn't about to put down $350 for one throw pillow. It was like,
right.
Even I can't do that. I love the sentiment, but I just can't bring myself to do that. And so we said, there has to be another way to do this. And so how can we figure out a way to do that? And we did a bunch of research and looked into it. And there's about a couple surveys that have shown over 60% of folks are looking for something green. They would like to put something green in their house. It's the next step from building green buildings, you know, mm-hmm. then you need to decorate them in a green fashion. You don't want your head being put down on a piece of plastic that's come from a bunch of petrochemicals as opposed to, or sitting on a couch made of brand new polyester stuffed pillows. That's just, it's fine and it's affordable at this point, but I think we can do better.
People want to submit, they go to the website?
Absolutely. If they check out redclayhome.com, they'll be able to click right on the design page and go right to the competition page.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.